I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots, down by the riverside, live at the New Orleans Jazz Market. Our guest this hour, the Doucet Brothers. Fiddler Michael's a National Heritage Fellow, a person who years ago did fieldwork with the Elder Cajun Musicians. Brother David on guitar adds high-speed virtuoso flat picking. You may know them as founding members of the band Beausoleil.
All right, Les Frères Doucet. So tell us a little how you got into Cajun music. And I mentioned that you studied with a lot of the elders, but what leads somebody who's a kid and growing up and going through school to want to do Cajun
music? Well, it's of course what your parents all want you to do.
Ah.
I had an uncle, and he was a gambler. He was a musician, and he owned a racetrack called the China Ball Racetrack, which is a quarter horse racetrack straight down, which is right by the house. And of course, he played violin, and that's what I wanted to play. So he taught me three songs: Alonzo Lafayette, Jolie Blonde, and St. Louis Blues. Now, I thought St. Louis Blues was a Cajun song. His violin is hanging in the Louisiana State Museum in Baton Rouge, right next to Clifton Chenier's accordion. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
What really prompted me was when I was at LSU and taking this this easy course called traditional folk music or something. And so we studied blues, we studied child ballads, we studied Texas music and Native American music, nothing about French music.
At LSU.
This is Baton Rouge. So, of course, I raised my hand.
Well, it says just Le Coup Rouge. Yeah,
exactly. So I said, what about, you know, our French music? Said, oh, that's just translated American songs. I said, oh, really? So directly from the music department, I went to the archives.
Yeah.
And I found incredible stuff by Miss Irene Whitfield, her 1939 thesis on Acadian Creole songs, and also the work of Harry Oster, Dr. Harry Oster, which was amazing. And then I also discovered that some of the people who first recorded this music in Southwest Louisiana in 1929 to 1936 were still alive. One of those individuals, Dennis McGee, who played like no one had ever heard. It was closer to the music of France than it was to what we were hearing in Louisiana at that time, barbara music. So I became enamored with that, and I studied that, and I brought him out, and sort of the rest is history.
Yeah, and you did the field work. Give Michael a round for all of those labors. He keeps laboring. Yeah, that's true. We all work together. David, you know, when I first heard Cajun music, I didn't think of people playing French leads and flat picking and doing all the virtuosic things you do. How did you get into the way you play the guitar with Cajun music?
I came in late because I'm 6 years younger than Michael, so there was roots music when I was in high school, and that's what Will the Circle Being Broken just came out, so, you know, there was all this interest. So Doc Watson was my hero, and after learning several dozen of these songs, I realized that, you know, you could play an acoustic guitar lead, but there was no acoustic guitar, very few acoustic guitar players, because it's mainly barroom music, so you play through amps and stuff like that, which doesn't really work with acoustic guitar. So I just developed a style that with the rhythm you just add a lead. It's a challenge. You think of the instrument that you're trying to copy, and lots of the times I think of the steel guitar, you know, the pedal steel, which was very popular in Cajun music. And a lot of the licks that I play comes from listening to those things.
Now I want to ask you both, you know, we're here with folks concerned about the Mississippi River and the environment. What's your sense of the health of the environment in Louisiana? I mean, you've sung two songs about hurricanes. How about Lafayette? It's had a few floods over your lifetime.
Yeah, Lafayette, I mean, we're almost, you know, coastal. We're 35 miles from the coast.
Didn't used to be that close.
No, but there's a little town called Delcombe during Hurricane Rita, or as the late Mac Rabinack called Carita. After that hit, this town has never flooded. It's about 15 miles from Lafayette. And it flooded, went over the railroad track, and it flooded everything over there, which was very unusual. And it's just a signpost of things to come.
Well, on a happier note, I want to point out that by the, I guess by about the 1880s, the accordion became part of Cajun music. And I noticed that, Chad Uvall, you've got an accordion there. Is that a German accordion of yours?
The accordion originally is a German instrument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one is a handmade by a fellow from Lafayette. The better ones are made in Louisiana right now.
I will add no comment to that. Let's make them welcome one more time, the Ducey Brothers and Chad Huval here on American Roots down by the riverside.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.